Blog Talk Radio.
We're ending our courage series with the most important action step in the entire process, learning how to let go. Difficulties and setbacks are just the normal part of any life cycle. We have talked about the importance of courage, the realities of fear and failure, and the ultimate necessity of change. Today, we'll turn our attention to that final step after facing change, letting go. It's difficult at times, but so important to embrace. Your life needs to move forward. You need to move to the next level of your career path. That prized customer just isn't going to come back. The relationship you poured your heart and soul into has ended. It is at these moments that you must cut your losses, let go, and move on. The amazing thing is that so often letting go will free you to pursue new opportunities, something that might happen and might just happen when you just may not happen if you keep holding on. Getting laid off from that dream job opens up the possibility of you starting your own business. Letting go of a toxic friendship may spark new conversations with people who share more of your values and traditions in life. Letting go can be a refreshing opportunity for you to grow. So let's clear the deck and prepare to move forward in life by letting go in a meaningful and productive new way. Welcome aboard. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello to those who are listening either in the chat room or listening when this program has ended as a download. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. We are so happy to have you. And I know this series has really sparked an element of interest and curiosity. I've looked at the downloads and the numbers are certainly up. So those who are working today when we broadcast live, we appreciate you downloading the show after the fact and definitely spreading the word. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to the entire series. We've been talking about this. This is our fifth week talking about courage, and we would encourage you to go back and play some of the previous broadcasts so that you can get retooled and refortified with this whole conversation about courage in the face of all the stuff that you deal with. Again, this show is not taking away that stuff. Things happen. Difficulties take place, setbacks. I have my share of them, routinely so. But it's all how you face them in the face of courage. It's what you do, what kind of action steps you do. That's what we have really talked about for the last 5 years, 5 weeks, how courage can be ultimately a mobilizer for you to move to the next level in your life. And that's what we're definitely going to talk about today in terms of letting go. In 2013, the movie Frozen came out, animated movie about a queen and her sister, princess and her sister, two princesses and her sister. One became frozen. It was an interesting, interesting animated film. I actually ultimately saw it, but I didn't really know that much about it because I have grandchildren and I don't take my kids to the show anymore like I used to 30 years ago because they're all grown up. But with my grandchildren, by 2014, so the movie came out in 2013, by 2014, it was a big hit, so much so that children were singing all the songs and the merchandise had started coming out, and even kids as young as mine, at that time 2 years old and I think 4 or 5 years old, knew a lot of the songs that were a part of that movie, a box office smash hit in terms of all the gross sales that took place. I was heading off to a conference and had my grandkids in the back of my car, and it was getting kind of late, and I was getting ready to take them back home, and they were dozing off to sleep, but they would wake up and they'd started singing. And so the younger granddaughter, Gabby, who was two at that time, I believe she was 2 years old, and this was 2014, so she was two and a half going on 3 years old at that time, or had just turned three. She was still pretty young. I noticed that she was singing something, and we had come from a church program, so I thought she was singing like a church song or a gospel song. And I continued to listen, and I think we stopped to get something to eat, and I asked, well, what were you singing? Well, lo and behold, they were singing the song, Let It Go, Let It Go, from the movie Frozen. And that's stuck in my mind, how one song, which had a lot of practical elements to it, could be repeated in such a way by a 2- and a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or young kids nonetheless, so much so that the grandmother learned about the importance of letting go through her grandchildren. So I start my conversation now in terms of people in your family, animated movies that are box office successes, people who you casually meet, sayings that you have, but just the significance of knowing that sometimes in life we have to know when to fold it and we have to know when to move on. We're entering into Memorial Day weekend now, and I know that there are barbecues that are going to take place. There have been lots of graduations. There are going to be cookouts. There's going to be a lot of memory going on. There are going to be tearful moments. People are going to sort of wait for the holidays to end and get on with their life on Tuesday. So with all that said, I know that the activities and the actions that we have in life sometimes make it very, very difficult to really approach the subject because of the complicated connections that we have with either the situations we face, our financial circumstances, the relationships we're in. It is not an easy subject. But there are times when you simply have to let go. I had this on the blog promoting the show today, and it says, this is a quote, it says, you can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. And that is so apropos. When you're driving in a car and you need so much in order for you to safely drive in the car. You need a steering wheel, you need good brakes, you need a seatbelt. I mean, there's just lots of things that you need equipment-wise. You need alertness. You have to be focused on the road and not focused on text messages, et cetera. But sometimes you have to look in a little mirror that's in front of you called the rear view mirror, and we all have them if you drive a car, regardless of where you are in the world. The importance of the rearview mirror is to look to make sure that there's not something behind you that you're not aware of that may cause you harm or danger, or just to get a sense of how many cars are behind you, or trucks or lorries, if you're in parts of Africa or India where they use the word lorry, or England as well. Lorry is the same word for truck. So you're looking in the rearview mirror just to get a snapshot. It is merely a snapshot of the landscape behind you. You cannot keep your eyes fixed on that rearview mirror in order to drive your car forward. And I think about this quote that literally says that. You reach out what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. Now, with the rearview mirror, that's a snapshot. That's a piece of equipment, very simple piece of equipment, that allows you to get a snapshot of what's behind you. You want to make sure there's no steering, there's no siren, no fire truck behind you, a police car, an ambulance that's behind you, and you got to move over. So it's all in place, and that mirror is there just so that you can very, very quickly get a sense of what's behind you. And then you have to pull your eyes forward and continue to drive the car. The same thing is true in terms of letting go. There are experiences, setbacks, unfortunate situations, even joyous situations, situations where you are in a quandary, difficult terms, difficult people. The list goes on and on. And just like that rear view mirror, they're there. You may never forget them, But ultimately, you've got to have your eyes plugged on where you're going forward. And that is the important thing. I talked a couple of weeks ago about standing water in terms of change. And I think this was last week. And how water, if it stands too long in an open area, bacteria, toxins, many things can then get trapped in that water, that body of water, and it becomes undrinkable or unusable. That's because, for whatever reason, the water hasn't moved forward, the water can't move forward, and the equation, and it's very similar to us, getting stuck in our own stuff, getting stuck in the dilemmas that we have in life, or simply getting stuck and just getting too comfortable in the uncomfortableness of our situation. We can get stuck in the uncomfortableness and just think, well, I know it's hard now. I know I'm having difficulties now, but this is what I know. I'm too afraid, I'm too scared to move forward and face a new future, new opportunities, new possibilities that are there because I'm just not in the position to let go. You have to learn how to let go. When it comes to difficulties or tragedies, like I had almost now 19 years ago when my son passed away in 1997, it was difficult to move forward, and I had to learn a new normal. I knew I could never go back to the days before his death, and certainly before my mother passed away 11 months after he died. I knew I couldn't go back and bring them back and bring back all of the good times prior to them passing on. I knew in this case I couldn't let go of my emotions, but I had to in some way move past them to accept a new normal. So I want to be very clear that letting go sometimes means modifying, adjusting, and accepting the set of circumstances that you're faced with. That, I think, is a realistic way of looking at it. I am not about to tell people, forget your relatives, forget the tragedy. And definitely when it comes to somebody passing away, it's not just telling them, well, you've got to move on. That is, I think, extremely insulting to say that and to even infer that to people, especially if you haven't had the same set of circumstances that they have. But there are ways that instead of letting go, that you can embrace the circumstances, the situation that you're facing as you navigate through those difficult times. The navigation, again, moving forward, still very important. But in other set of circumstances, when it comes to an argument that you had with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or colleagues at work, or just great challenges that you have faced when dealing with people on your job. Maybe you've been sabotaged. Maybe people have literally cut you off at the knees, thrown you under the bus. I've had that. I know what that's all about. And it's difficult and painful to recognize and acknowledge. There comes a point in time when you literally have to say, okay, I'm done with this. Life is too short. I need to move on and let go and move into a new space where I can be a lot more productive. I often think as a musician, as I was in my younger days, I do have a degree in music. I was a voice major in college, and prior to that point in time in high school at Cass Tech High School in Detroit, where I'm from, I had a well-known, very, very powerful music teacher. Her name was Velma Froud, and she passed away some years ago, but I actually stayed in touch with her. Even after I graduated from high school, I was able to connect with her a couple of times. She was old school, bona fide, totally old school. I can remember being in harp and vocal. You had to audition to be a part of this musical group in high school, and I went to an exam school in Detroit, I can remember rehearsing on Veterans Day. And Veterans Day in Detroit at that time was a holiday. You got a half a day off, and we looked forward to it. But if you were in Harpeth Vocal, no, you practiced. When school let out, that was a rehearsal time for you. I learned the discipline of rehearsing. I learned the discipline and the language of the show must go on from being a part of Harp and Vocal and having Velma Froud as my music instructor. She was the music instructor of many, many young people. And I think about that, and I think about the mistakes that I made, the errors that I made, but how I was corrected under her tutelage. And I learned also that you, as you're performing and standing in front of other people, you may forget the words, you may sing a wrong note, but you cannot linger there. You have to move forward and keep going. In other words, you have to let go that mistake, that performance mistake, as you are continuing on with that performance. That stuck with me my entire life. It stuck with me when I've missed an airplane, as I did many years ago. I don't miss many planes, but I missed this one plane in Houston, Texas. It was about 20 years ago, and I needed to get from Houston to Portland, Oregon. And I had missed my plane, and you're talking thousands of miles. And I worked like crazy, finally got a flight to Seattle, and then picked up a rental car and drove down to Portland, Oregon, slept for maybe 2 hours, and got up and did my training job at 9 a.m. as I had been paid to do and contracted to do. I could have just stayed stuck in that airport, in the wrong airport, because Houston has two airports and I had gone to the wrong airport. I could have just stayed there and just had a meltdown and just held on to, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to make it, and life is terrible. But no, I had to move on because my responsibilities and my contractual assignment needed for me to let go of my mistake and figure out a way how I could get from point A to point B, going through point C instead. I have other examples like that, but that's the one that really comes to mind. And so sometimes you may have to take an alternate route to get where you need to go. Sometimes it may seem totally insurmountable and you don't have the time that you think you have. But if you truly believe in yourself, I always talk about empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. If you truly believe in yourself, then you will reach your goal or move in the direction where you should go just by letting go of your mistakes, your failures, the difficulties, or the situation that you find yourself in. Sometimes it's a matter of the discipline, the daily discipline of getting things done, the daily discipline of getting up, brushing your teeth, and starting your day. The discipline of showing up and supporting other people when they need to be supported, even if they didn't support you. Whatever the circumstances, sometimes the routine and the discipline that you have will help you to determine how to let go of the shortcomings and the obstacles that you find yourself in. I look at some of the other quotes that I have in front of me. And one of it, this is Bridget Nicole, and she says, one of the most courageous decisions you'll ever make is to finally let go of what is hurting your heart and soul. And this is a message for women. And I want to talk to my women listeners now. We are particularly guilty of this. We are particularly guilty of holding on, categorizing, organizing, and pulling up when needed all of the things that have hurt us in our lives. And sometimes we throw it in people's faces when they least expect it, or we use it to pass judgment on someone that maybe we haven't seen in a long time. But so often we have to let go of that baggage that we've had from past disappointments, past hurts, past relationships that haven't worked, maybe with a guy that just didn't work out with you and you just, you know, it just didn't work, but you hang on to that hurt because you don't want to be hurt again. Now, I may be talking to some of you out there. I know I'm talking to myself and others, but sometimes we do ourselves in just by the emotional baggage that we won't get rid of. We store it up. We lock it up under lock and key. We protect it. We may go and pray at the altar or whatever, but we definitely don't let that stuff and that baggage go. And I'm saying to really make a clean slate and to really look at this subject of courage and failure and fear and change and ultimately letting go, it means that you have to be confrontational first with yourself. The confrontation first has to be with you, with your emotional climate that you find yourself in, and learning how not to be repetitive in your reactions and the feedback that you give to other people. And again, because things are comfortable, it's reliable. We think about things from a reliability perspective, but so often we don't really get rid of the baggage and the emotional junk or the circumstances or the stuff that happened years ago that doesn't make sense. We hang on to that for dear life, and it can cause real problems going forward. There have been countless families who argue, fuss, fight, fall out, don't speak to each other because somebody dies in the family and maybe something didn't happen that should have happened because of the person's death. Maybe there was property that wasn't allocated correctly, or maybe there's furniture or things in the house that should have been given to one sister and it was given to another sister. There are lots of stories like that where families literally break apart and fall out, and they hang on to that old stuff. And a lot of what happens when they fall out has actually started back in their childhood. It happened 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and it becomes an accumulation, again, just parking all that garbage and stuff that then prevents that family member and the other family members from moving forward. You have to learn how to let go. Having to learn how to let go is not always easy. We all have closets that need to be cleaned out in our homes. We have offices that continue to need to be cleaned out. I'm talking to myself now. We have garages. We have basements. We have bedrooms. We have backyards. We have things that we need to get done. And because we hold on to fear, procrastination, insecurity, distractions, just a whole host of things, our projects, our goals don't get reached. And then we start making excuses why we can't do things, why we can't move ahead. Instead of saying, okay, I know it's been some time, but now every day, just for a little bit, maybe it's 15 minutes a day or 5 minutes a day or a half an hour a day, I'm going to chip away at this particular project so that I can move forward and have a clean room or a clean whatever. That's getting rid of and letting go procrastination. There are those of us, and I'm talking to myself again, where sometimes with some events and some activities, time is a problem, where you're chronically late. And again, I'm talking to myself with some pieces of my life. And it's a matter of letting go of those old habits that we hang on to for dear life and setting a new standard. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year in terms of the New Year's resolution, but it's figuring out, okay, how can I just cut this bad habit, cut this and move forward the way I should move forward? Last week I talked about my diabetes, being diagnosed as with type 2 diabetes, and how literally in one day I changed my eating habit, literally changed it in one day. So I know the capacity that I have and the willfulness that I have in order to make changes, set up new standards for myself. And I know we all have that power in ourselves. We all have that level of strength in ourselves to do things when they matter the most. Well, the same thing really is with this whole subject of letting go of bad habits, letting go of the predictability of the past that then becomes the anchor that you use that makes the excuses about why you can't get something done in the future. Holding on way, way too long to the insecurities and the doubts that we have in our lives, again, tied in with the disappointments, people who have disappointed us, how we've disappointed ourselves, how we were afraid in the past to strike out and do something different or to speak out and to tell someone that they needed to correct their behavior for fear and not doing it for fear that they would react negatively or whatever. Just hanging on to all of the hesitations, all of the things that have wounded us, and then using that as a parking stool that won't allow us to move forward. Also holding on to gossip and old stories and predictable comments that are made by certain people. You know, we're entering into a very, very troubling political season. We're already in it here in the United States with our presidential election, and some of the things that are just being dug up years ago that aren't true with on both political sides, Democratic and Republican, and the comments and the misinformation that's being shared, in this case, I must say, by Donald Trump, and how it's being leveraged strictly for votes, strictly. My point is believing lies and believing what is not true because you don't have the energy or the excitement to really do your own homework and to figure out for yourself what is the truth and what is not the truth is also part of this whole mechanism of not letting go. It's a lot easier to listen to the opinions of other people than to form your own opinions. So when we look at courage and when we look at fear and failure and change, we are ultimately looking at things that we all have to face, definitely have to face it, but how we can do it so that ultimately we can go of our fear. We can let go of all the hesitations that we have in life. We can let go of our insecurities. We can let go of all the nasty things people have said to us in the past and not believing any of them. We can let go of not having the energy level to really fight forward. And as one person has said, letting go is hard, but holding on is even harder, and it's also not good for you. Some things we have to make adjustments for. As I mentioned to you, the death of a child, a divorce, those kind of things can be very difficult to navigate through. And in those instances, certainly when it comes to tragedies that happen in your life, maybe the right word is not letting go. It's just adjusting and learning how to live in a new normal for yourself, or health issues that you have, terminal illnesses that you have, just learning a new level of acceptance that will allow you to appreciate every single day the way it's presented to you. If you're looking at how important your life is, you are ultimately looking at how you can face courage every day and how you can let go of those things that are holding you back so that you can embrace the future that is out there for you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this series. I hope you'll have a great Memorial Day weekend and that you will learn how to let go in a meaningful and a productive way. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.